Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda
Mitchell. Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Jazz. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Tell It Tuesday. You know, we are here to inspire, to inform, to encourage, educate, and empower you with love and authenticity. We want you to wake up to Tell It Tuesday with Ms. Stephanie Haynes is coming on with us, the author of The Healing of the Womb and The Healing of a Man's Heart. And she will be sharing with us. So get those pencils and pads out there. But before we get going, you know, I like to get all of this out the way because once Stephanie gets going, I don't like to interrupt her. You know, looking at the news, 2,361 cases out there and 5 deaths today in Los Angeles. And that was earlier this morning. This stuff is no joke. Do whatever you have to do, whatever you've been doing thus far, please continue. We want you here with us. And, you know, our mental capacity out there, we have to do mental exercises, and that starts with self-awareness. And you have to do this to relieve the stress. We all have to find a mental exercise to keep us going through. And a good way to put one on the top of your list is to be grateful. You know, find at least 3 things that you're grateful for each day. If it's nothing else but getting up, getting a breath, use that gratitude. That's a good way to put it out. And one other thing, when we talk about honoring ourselves, and that's going to be Stephanie Haynes' topic today, there is a group of women, the National Congress of Black Women. They will be having their 11th annual award ceremony on August 14th at 11 o'clock. It's free, 11 o'clock a.m. So get up and get some information. You must register in order to receive the Zoom link. And to register, you go to thawards.rsvp.eventbrite.com or dial Brenda at 310-413-0664. These ladies really know how to honor themselves, and they know how to teach others how to do the same thing. So I want you to sit back and relax. I'll play a little bit of this, and then we're going to bring the great author of The Healing of the Womb, speaking on honoring yourself, Stephanie Haynes, on. Just sit back and relax. Wake up. You see, when you know how to honor yourself, you can say those words. And on the air with us this evening, we have Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line with us tonight. Stephanie, are you here to care and share with honoring yourself with us this evening?
Yes, I am, Miss Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and I know you had a great, busy, wonderful day. I hear it in your smile, or I can say I hear the smile in your voice. Stephanie, again, welcome back, because you've been out there taking care of that bundle of joy, visiting family, celebrating your birthday. And before we get going, you know, Miyoshi, what's up? And Gloria's birthday was yesterday, okay?
Oh,
August the 2nd. August the 2nd. And, you know, I'm in the middle of the month, so I shared with the listeners last night that this show is hosted by Leos, okay? So you might have to pull out that water hose, because we know how to put that fire up under you. Like, every last one of us are Leos. Isn't that remarkable? You never think about
yes.
it. So I'm going to say again, happy birthday to you, Miyoshi Marie, and to Gloria, and me later on in the month. So on that note, I'm kicking back. I want you to take it away and just tell us how we need to honor ourselves to pull out that greatness, what we're really about.
All right, listeners. So we're going to begin with a poem. And this is actually directed to the men. So this is from The Healing of the Heart of the Men.
Okay.
I want to begin with a poem. The title of the poem is Young Brothers. Now, avoiding the bounty hunters of the inner city, then remaining untraceable as men, without fingerprints, maybe accident, in conception, but certainly no mistake of life. My young brother, while your path filled with sight, it lacks in vision, but your future remains spotless as the unmanifested needs the world to be realized. Only goals bring out potentials. Wait not for the last portal of life to open before you challenging change. Always remember, when the root of any cause is deep, the suffering that arises from it is very obstinate. The more tenacious we struggle, the more the resistance forces functions to obstruct us. The choice is yours, my young brothers. Follow the path of pleasure or benefit. Opposite means to enjoyable ends. One immediate but fleeting. The others will affect but lasting. Every moment another forks in the road. The light of wisdom. The darkness of ignorance. Take the will. Make the choice. Jazz.
Wow.
Now, Jazz has a book of poetry called Smile Out Loud. And I picked some pieces from his book coincide with what I'm talking about tonight. It's honoring yourself. Why men aren't really men anymore. There was once a time when men used to be real men, when they dressed with style, when they had a certain honor code they followed that involved treating not only their elders and each other with respect, but women alike. Unfortunately, those days are foregone and a thing of the past. What we have now is, to be quite honest, I'm not sure. There are some, of course, certain men out there who still have their affairs in order, but we are few in numbers. So what people are most often subjected to is the company of boys who are refusing to grow up and man up, boys who prefer to play with their toys than to do their part in the battering society. The human race and the world as a whole. These poor excuses for men have the body of an adult and the mentality as well as the social outlook of the toddler, horny toddlers, but toddlers nonetheless. It's all about character, or in this case, the lack of character. Something has been happening during these eras dubbed the information age. Social media platforms have taken away the need to interact face-to-face, taking away the need of actual interaction. This is great in many regards. You cannot keep in touch with friends and family all over the world from a handheld device. However, much of the interpersonal confrontations are not also taking place online. People no longer feel that they have a need to meet in person to discuss differences. They can now troll each other online. People are using the internet as a shield, hiding behind the IP address in order to speak their mind. Now, the internet acts like the beard, the muscle. It makes you believe that you are strong than you actually are, making you more aggressive. Excuse me. There is nothing wrong with being aggressive with circumstances required. Now, personally, when my fight or flight responses mechanism kick in, I always go with the fight. It's not by choice. It's just the way that, you know, I'm wired. Now, online, no one needs to run away because they're already in hiding.
Mm-hmm.
So they always choose to fight, although the fighting they do is just about as significant as the fighting I do when I play Call of Duty. Now, the same interaction from beneath the cover can be seen when we look at the intercommunication between the man and the woman. It is no secret that both men and women alike have sexual urges. Men, however, excuse me, feel the need to get off more often than women. So instead of having to spend time to meet a real woman and have actual sexual intercourse, they watch porn. Instead of going out into the real world and meeting women, they stalk women on Instagram. People now date online as well. It's much easier to talk to a woman online than it is in person. Or rather, it is not that it's easier. Both are just as easy, but for some reason, men now prefer to hide their faces behind their monitors. Every time I use the term men in such context, I quiver. In laziness, men have become lazy pussies. I don't even want to use that word pussy because it's bring to mind women, but who nowadays have much more characteristic than a man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the generation Y is the instant gratification generation. We want what we want right at the moment. Mm-hmm. We figure it out that we want it. We are willingly giving up one of the most important things in life, the waiting period, having to wait and having to deal with our urges and wants without instantly having them satisfied is what binds character, and it's what we are now lacking in this fast-paced age. Now, if we want food, we order it online and have it delivered. If we want to listen to our favorite song, we find it on YouTube, the iTunes, or Spotify. If we want to watch a movie, we either buy it on a demand or screen it online. If we want sex, we masturbate. If we want to have a good time, we do drugs. We have this false belief that doing things will give us a life more fulfilled. That it will lead to us being happier. But that isn't the case. Now, most of us aren't happier. We do more, but we experience less. We are never in the moment because we are always considering what we will be doing next in order to become bored. Now, character is most often built during the moments between activity, during the moment of solitude and reflection. Men no longer feel the need to pause and reflect because the options for whatever it is they want are only a click away. The options are endless, and therefore we never truly experience disappointment. We never really feel that we are missing out on something because we no longer give things much importance. However, you know, Jackie never got back to your text, right? I'm sure you have several other women in your contact that you're equally like, you know, once. I want to say if you have sex. I'm talking to men talk. All right? So then you never get bored, and you move on to the next one. Men treat women like interchangeable commodities. Mm-hmm. I do believe that most men still hope to one day fall in love and settle down, but none of them will unless they change their way of thinking and living. Now, and I blame some of the women for this, especially those men that have these women, you know, women who call it friends with benefits.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to commit because the women give it up so easily.
Mm-hmm.
And they easily get strung along, right?
True.
So by being focused on self-satisfaction will lead to nothing but broken relationships. Real men are not selfish. Real men are just as concerned for the feelings, needs, and minds of women as they are for their own. Not just women's bodies and their sexual usefulness. Real men have a real defined code of ethics and respect that they follow. All right? And that's very important. Now, how can anyone call himself a man if the last time he had to comfort another man, whether it be over a social incident or for business purposes, was before he hit puberty? If you don't have the twiddle-diddle to approach a woman at a bar in person and have a proper intellectual conversation, making the woman feel respected and comfortable, and move over for the real man. It's awful because women are becoming accustomed to such boys and believing that these panties are all that is left of our sex. Some great women are settling for these fools and then finding that they themselves have no choice but to wear the pants in the family because their man is PMSing. not the women, but the man is PMSing, right? So all I can hope for is that the law of evolution would see the world rid of these weaklings, these characteristic, hopeless, little men. Now, ladies, real men do exit. There aren't many of us, but we are survivors, and we'll be around for a while. But I want to go back to Jag Porn, because he makes some good points when he's talking to the young brothers here. And what he said, avoiding the bounty hunters of the intercity that remained it untraceable. Now, these, you know, young men that live in these neighborhoods is gang infested, right? And I think the A-Trade had their celebration today. You know, yeah. And so, and they're doing a marathon. And it's sad that I was speaking to our African-American men, how they are grown up in these communities where they have to fight or join a gang to protect themselves or protect their family members. Right? And then he says, without the fingerprints, maybe accident and conception, but certainly not mistaken of life. And then he said, my young brothers, while your past filled with sight is black in vision, but your future remains spotless. So no matter what you go through, because I always say your address doesn't define who you are. You know, even living in a dysfunctional household doesn't define who you are. Because you can come out of that situation and be the only one that graduates from college, doing well, never gets on drugs and alcohol, never get into a game. You become spotless, right? But there are some deep challenges that young men go through not having that father figure in their life or having that male figure in their life to guide them, to train them, to take them through the rites of passage, all right? Because when a young boy becomes 12 years old, that's when he leaves his mom and clings to his dad for guidance and to be trained to become a young man. And when we're talking about honoring ourselves, and it starts in the womb, as I said before last week, you know, how that mother carried that son while she's pregnant, and then how she nurtures him when she comes out of the womb for the first 5 years. It's very important. And then if it experienced any kind of trauma or drama during those years, those early years, teenage years, adult years, then that changed the landscape for that young man. And then he becomes the man I just read about, right? Why men are really not men, because they have not grown up to be a man. They wasn't taught. They didn't have a mentor. And you have a lot of these men now get with these women, and the women is taking care of them as a child.
Yeah.
Right. So I want to say to you men, when are you going to honor yourself? When are you going to take back your manhood? When are you going to be that protector? When are you going to be out there making, you know, because now women today, you know, they out there making their own. But it's always good to have somebody to help you side by side.
That's true.
You know, that 50-50. You know, it can't be 80-20. The girl is doing the 20, I mean the 80, and the man doing the 20.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or the women doing the 100, and the man is sitting on his butt. You know,
yeah, I mean, picked up the count.
You got to excuse my French, and I can say you can always find a dick somewhere, right? That's not hard to find.
No,
that's not hard to find. And I'm like, when I talk to these women, and most of these women with low self-esteem would even do, you know, something like this to take care of a man, you know. As long as she's getting laid,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's okay. Some of, you know, I'm not knocking anybody that's doing it, but I'm just saying I'm talking to my men right now. You know, sometimes that woman's going to need some support and some help.
Yes.
Because as you get older, you have to find a medium where if something happened to the breadwinner and you ain't making no bread, then you both is homeless. So you got to, you know, I look back at my relationship with my dad and how he took care of home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he took care of home. You know, my mother didn't have to do anything. He did all the shopping, paying the bills. He did everything, right? Mm-hmm. But my mother also worked as well, right? But she didn't have to worry about going out there, you know, doing the shopping and paying the bills and all of that. He took care of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you're in a household where the women take care of the bills
mm-hmm.
and do the shopping, right? But they are contributing financially. They're putting it in the pot.
Yeah, they're bringing it.
It's not
you
one
taking,
person clearing the whole load.
Right.
Yeah.
You take it and do what right. you need. Here it is. You do what needs to be done. You know.
Right.
It can go both. It goes both ways. And I'm laughing at you because you're absolutely correct. And as you grow, and what you say, 20, 40, 10, 90, well, however way you put it, and then you know you have to look in a situation. This was years back. I had to tell a young man, excuse me, if I had wanted a roommate, I would put an ad in the L.A. Times. You gonna have to handle this. Okay, and I'm not looking for no roommate. Okay, no. If I had wanted that, I would have ran an ad. But you know, and you're absolutely correct. It's just about how we go, and it falls on both parties because the gentleman, man, if they haven't had an example, and he don't have to worry about when you get older because he's gonna always have six or seven waiting in the wings. Okay. So when Nelly Bell don't see the bill will, okay, you didn't throw that out there. They always got some backup because that's what my girlfriend and I would always say, the bow weaver looking for a home, okay? So they always have that spare out there, and I find that women that had children never had a problem because, you know, if there's children in a family, those kids are going to always eat, and they're going to have a roof over their head, and that woman is a provider. So you have a lot of gentlemen that look for that type of woman. See, they didn't like me. I didn't have no kids. So they if I didn't eat, if you come and look at my refrigerator, I had nail polishes in it, right? So it's not anything happening. Get a flavor, okay? So that's what I kept in my refrigerator, and it was no children. Our persons would say, back to like you say, your father, I took care of everything. Okay, well, Miss Linda, you never had any kids? Well, all kids in the universe belong to me, but I couldn't find the man that I wanted to father my children. And they look at me like I'm crazy. Yeah, you better be careful who you lay down with. Okay? I'm looking for a man like my daddy, and I haven't found one. Okay? That means that we can't do that, okay? We can go buy some. We take care of all of them in it. But no, I didn't want them to father my children. You're looking for a certain type. You know, when you grow up in a family and everybody sits and they have dinner together, they have conversations together, you're taught things, you're guided and stuff, or if that's put in your blood system, that's the way you want to live your life. You might stray away every now and then, but you always go back to the basics, okay? You have to stray. You have to stray to see what it's like on the other side. But eventually you go back. But you're absolutely correct with Jazz. You know, they're spending a lot of time. But the future is clear. So there is no future. There is no future. This book of poems that you're speaking of, is it J-A-Z, right? Or is it J-A-Z-Z?
Jag. It's Jag.
J-A-G?
J-A-G.
Okay, Jag. Okay,
just another God.
Okay. I forget that. Okay, yeah. I just thought I'd put that in there, but you're absolutely correct. 90-10, 20-40, they coming around looking, and it's not really their fault. It's really not their fault. Because if
yeah.
the ladies
and
allow
then, you know,
it, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, and mostly allow it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
allow
I don't want to talk about you know, the 80-20 rule, you know.
Okay.
You know, so the relationship is, you know, when it is 80-20, that 80% of the relationship is things that you guys have in common. Because the 20% is just the sex. Because after the sex is gone, then you just have the 80%. And if you don't have the 80%, then you don't have a relationship. Because there's nothing in common.
No.
And then you're going to go out looking for someone else. And it's very important, like, especially young women marrying these older men. And at mm-hmm. a certain age, you know, but there are some men can keep themselves up and keep it going, right?
Mm-hmm.
Past 70. But if you're 70 and you got somebody who's 20 years old, right? You know,
right.
or someone old enough to be, you know, your daughter or your granddaughter, you know, then, you know, it's, you know, I'm not going to put labels on the relationships either.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm just speaking of some of the clients that I work with, you know, they look up for these older men because they have not had a father figure in their life. So they're looking for their fathers in all these relationships. I call it looking for love in all the wrong places.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I look at, when I look at relationships like that, I look at these old men taking the youth from these young girls.
Mm.
When they're dating these young girls that young, they're taking their youth away. And vice versa with these cougar women out there having sex with these young boys, taking their youth away. Right? And then that ended up with a lot of emotional problems and relationship
yeah.
problems because most of it, you know, you call it what it is, but I just, you know, some of the stuff emotionally actually affects these young people when they're out having sex with the older adults.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I want to talk about, I'm going to read this little quote from Kevin Coolidge. He said, no person was ever honored for what they received. Honor has been given the reward for what they gave.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you show honor and what does it mean? Now, honor is a word that does not seems to be used very often anymore. What does honor mean? It means to regard with great respect. So when you honor someone, you are showing them respect.
Mm-hmm.
We are all supposed to show honor to everyone, even if they deserve it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can do this in several ways. Acknowledge how much you appreciate them. Thank a friend for just being them. Find out birthdays of co-workers and give them a birthday card. Handwrite a thank you note or send an email to someone. Give someone a small gift to just show that you care. Now make a point to be overly courteous to people that you deal with daily, the teller at the bank, or even the older taker in the drive-thru window. Now, when you show someone to honor, you lift them up, you inspire them, and you encourage them. You are showing them that you care and that they are important to you. Now, when you encourage someone else, their self-esteem grows, and therefore, they may have the courage to achieve great things.
You can encourage.
You really earn the honor when you honor others. It is not always the one you honor that honors you back.
Right.
Sometimes you may feel the person that you honor is not deserving of the honor, and sometimes they aren't. But we are supposed to honor them anyway. Right? If you are in an abusive situation, sometimes showing honor to that person is just accepting them for who they are and not having contact with them. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about, in religion, they talk about the Ten Commandments. And then one of them is honor the father and the mother. Now, sometimes that mother or father can be abusive, right?
Yes.
I can experience this. I remember when I was in the church, and the bishop, which actually the bishop was my cousin, and he was saying, I would tell him what was going on in the household and about my parents, and he said, well, Renee, you still got to honor them, you got to love them anyway. I say, how can, I can love someone who's abusing me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I also said, there is a scripture in the Bible that says, don't bring your child to wrath, right?
Right.
Yeah. So that was one of the hardest things for me to believe. And then when I became a Buddhist, it tells you honor your parents, right?
Mm-hmm. Right back on your parents again.
I said, you can't have it. I came
over here, so I went out to hear that, and here I am hearing it again. That's funny.
Okay. I said, how can I escape this? And then they tell you to pray for that person's happiness. Right?
Oh, yeah. Now, that's a hard one.
Yeah,
that's a hard one.
And then you ask yourself, how can you pray for somebody that is abusing you? Was it physically, emotionally, sexually, whatever the abuse was?
Mm-hmm.
How can you? And I had to get to that point to really pray for my parents' happiness.
Mm-hmm. And you did it well.
And it's not condoning. It's not condoning what they have done to you.
Right. But I got it.
Right. It is also having the courage to be able to communicate.
Yes. Yes. That's
and
that's
have
the beauty.
Dialogue with them. Right. And to let them know how you feel.
Right.
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 And that's how I end up writing the healing of the room.
Okay.
Through that chanting and through that praying on forgiving my parents.
And you did a wonderful job, because you're a very forgiving person in several occasions. I've seen that, because they say pray to forgive them for their happiness, and you really want to chop their neck off. That's hard to do. But once you get through it, then it becomes a part of your growth, and then it becomes easier, because you
really have understood in a way, you know, they did what they did, but you also will have to do what you do. But you're good. That's all I can tell you. You're good. You're good.
Yeah.
And when we talk about parents and traumatic, like Miyoshi, you know, her birthday was yesterday, and she's going to have a little party. And do you know she's never had a birthday party in her life? And
wow.
She is so excited that people want
to. Make sure I get an invitation.
Huh?
Gotta make sure I get an invitation.
Yeah, well, she has it put out there. I'll give her a call. They're going to go somewhere. I don't know. Somebody's picking them up and check them, but I told her I would not be there. I said, because she, you know, she doesn't have a medical condition, but I'm not going to be around persons who have not been vaccinated. I have underlying health conditions. I can't do it. So, yeah, I would love to do it, but I can't do it. So, nope. No.
Well, I get a nice gift.
Yeah,
but to
yeah.
continue to
Yeah,
but
I just thought I'd throw that out there when we talk about people and abusive and things that we've gone through and coming up in trauma. She said, I never had a birthday party, but I've seen her growth within the last year. But she's 35. She'll be 35 and never had a birthday party. So,
right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a beauty. I'll let her know.
I love her spirit.
I'm sorry?
I love her spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Tell her I love
kicking.
Her spirit.
Yeah, she kicking. Yeah. She been to Maui. She went to Maui. She came back. She said, after the birthday party, I'm on my way to the Bahamas. I'm going to live my life. She's a mess. I love her. Because I know that there has been a change.
As she should.
Uh-huh.
And as she should.
Oh, yeah.
Should.
Yeah, she should. And she was laughing at me because I knew that I knew the story. But I didn't know the story. But she said, Miss Linda, you never said nothing. I said, it's nothing for me to say, but I knew that there had been some awakening, some growth, and some lessons. And it's never a loss. It's always a lesson. And she busts out and started laughing. Yeah, she's on it. But, yeah, she's having her birthday. Yesterday I sung her a song, but she's going to have a little party. And she's excited that everybody wants to celebrate with her and her friends, you know, and I just think it's a beautiful. I said, I sure wish I could join you, but I'm not. Nope. Can't do it. So I'll be sending my gift, and I'll tell her you'll be sending yours. However way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can send her a gift, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but she, and I still have a, I mean, she, I still have her graduation gift here. I said, you know, you're going to stay still long enough to pick up all these boxes, young lady. So, and Gloria's birthday was yesterday also. So, and
uh-huh.
you, I say Stephanie is a July, but she's still a Leo. So,
mm-hmm.
I said, this is remarkable. That we gel together, but I'm going to be quiet over here because I don't want to take up your minutes, and we got about 12 more to go, and I don't want to take them up because is this of even one part or a segment breaking down? Because you're getting them guys, and they need to hear this.
Uh-huh. Now, I'm going to talk about 20 ways how a man show love for their woman.
Okay. I'm writing right now.
Because our next segment is going to be on relationship with self, other, and your mate, and how men choose women like their mother.
Relationships with what is it? What is it going to be called?
Self, others, and a mate.
Okay, self, others, and a mate. Okay, great. Yes. But what you're back to, you know, this is so good for men because you're right. There's no more. It's not the same. Okay, even with the younger brothers, you know, when you see them out there with their attitudes and stuff, I jack them up. You know, I jack them. If you come to me incorrectly, you're going to have to deal with me, young man. Mm-hmm. I already know you didn't have no daddy telling you what to do, okay? And you're probably telling your mama what to do, but you're not my child. So if you step here, you got to step correctly, as you're gonna have problems.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't quite understand it, you know. And I'll share that one day. But I always ask them before I go in on them: is everything okay with your family? Is everything okay with you? There's no illness or anything, because you never know what a person has on their mind, right? Before you go in on them, and if they just being nasty and arrogant and and ugly, then you get them. You get them. Tell them, no. If you don't want to come to work today, you should have stayed at home. But if you're working in an area and you're supposed to be providing a service to a customer, and I am a customer, then you better do that service. And if you cannot do it, where's your manager? And bring the manager here and tell the manager about the young man in the manager's face. But you also praise them, you know, because after they hear that word, they'll kind of like straighten up and help you, but you shouldn't have had to get them to that point, you know? So, no, he was okay in the beginning. He did a good job, but I had to jump him in order to get him bad, and then when I needed his assistance again, he you don't ignore me. I'm the customer, and you don't disrespect me because I know how to throw chairs. Okay, young man? And none of us want to be out here, and we all in balance out here. I had to, you know, and I hate to do that, but sometimes you have to get them. But he was in shock because I don't think anybody ever called him on it. You know, looking at his expression, nobody never told you this before. Okay, and we're on the inside, but put that smile there. But I always ask them, is everything okay with your family? Because when I pick up on it, you know, people they going through a lot of stuff. You know, you don't know how they. Are you okay? Is your family okay? Are you okay? Oh, you okay? Yeah. Then you just being nasty and ugly then, and then I go the other way. It's like, whoa, she switched on me like a typhoon. Yes, I did. But I was concerned, and I was caring, and I'm still loving you. That's why I'm going to point this out, because somebody's going to come up in here, and you're going to give them that attitude, and y'all going to have a problem. It's going to be a problem up in here. Okay? But when you say not having that the fatherly love, not knowing about sharing the 20 to 80%, and you're absolutely correct, and it's not the same. I mean, where are they?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a few, and you recognize them, and they know who they are, and you know who they are. But just overall, to just see the big picture, to open up those lens, it's not there, Stephanie. So will it ever go back there? Will those young ladies ever experience it? I don't think that they'll ever experience it. They don't even know how to be treated like ladies. They don't know.
Right.
They think being treated by ladies is being called my you-know-what. No. That's not. Mm-mm. Your lady, when I saw honor and self, I knew you were going to speak on the men, but that goes back and forth. That's men and women. And I'm so glad that you bring this to us. You know, and you say what happens to the men, they look like little pussies. Yeah, we're going to say it on the word meow, okay?
not to call them that to bring them down. It's
no.
Just that it's a wake-up call.
Yes.
It's a wake-up call to call for our men.
That's right. That's what you. That's what we're here to do. Wake up, Dernie. Wait a minute.
Right.
When you go man up.
Wake them up, you know. There's a man up, you know, for those who choose to be men. So there's some men out there that don't choose to be men. And that's okay.
True. That's
okay,
too.
Yeah.
No problem.
Your sexuality, you know, that's you. But however, for the ones, men who wants to be a man, if you're in a little boy body, I'm speaking to you.
Yeah.
All right?
Thank you.
Now, I want to say to honor thyself is not to raise to nobility, but it is a way to respect yourself. And
wait, I'm writing it. Okay. A way to respect yourself.
You want me to
read
it? Please. Want me to read that?
Yes.
To honor thyself is not to rise to nobility, but it is a way to respect yourself. And give yourself the admiration that do. Now, often we are disappointed that others don't think of us often enough. and give ourselves credit when it is warranted, probably because they are preoccupied with themselves. Thus, it is important to be able to give ourselves that feeling of sense of honor to think well of ourselves. So, you know, everything starts and begins with you.
Yes.
You know, if you don't think highly of yourself, no matter what are you trying to do, and don't have confidence in yourself, then you're not going to get that, you know.
Please.
Because people look through you and say, oh, he's just doing that to show off, to get attention, right? But when you do it from the heart, you don't got to chase that. It will come naturally.
It's going to come naturally.
Right.
It's no problem. They can. What is that saying? We do not see things as they are, but we see things as we are. So I tell them to get some new glasses, get eye surgery, widen them lens, because you need to look real close right here, okay? So we see them as we are, not as they are. And on that note, Stephanie, we're going to have to wrap it up here because, you know, you can get me going. We need to get 3 hours show because we like to talk, and you bring all that good information to us. So next week we're going to be going with relationships with self, others, and your mate. And I'll go back through because I listen and I just hit the highlights of it. But it's always such a pleasure to have you come and share. And when I tell listeners that people encourage, inspire, and educate each other, but the true thing of it is they move with their heart, they have love, and we're all authentic over here. And someone said, well, you guys, I said, we're not CNN, okay? We're not CNN. We just bring it to you. And if you see them the way as you are or we are or however you are and however way you see it, if there's a word or something that might trickle your ear, write it down. Because that's all we're here for. And we love you. You know we love you. I'm going to give you a call this evening. And I have something to share with you after the show is over. I won't do it over the air. And then we'll talk about it and let you know what's happening. But, yeah, that's what I'm going to put out there. So on that note, I'm not going to rush you, but I am going to rush you and say, give us some last words here before I wrap it up.
Okay. So I want to say the most important kind of love is unconditional love. It is not based on merit and judgment. To hold yourself in a high regard, even when you slip up, is a highly valued trait in yourself.
Yes.
This is vulnerable.
Yes.
Okay.
Definite. It is unconditional. And I'm going to end it up with saying I do not. I really do not. And I hope that there's I know it's many of us out there. I do not deal with anyone that thinks of me any less than I think of myself. And I'm great. So you know they got to be on it, right? I just thought I'd put that out there in my little way of getting my messages out there. Yeah, I'm great. And telling everyone to please honor yourself, step into your greatness, and take others with you. You want to step into it and you want to stay there no matter what. And Stephanie, on that note, we're going to tell you to have a wonderful evening. Kiss Savannah for me. I need a picture. I want an 8x10 picture. Don't send me a text. I want to put it up with the rest of my love. I need a picture of that beautiful, beautiful young lady. Okay, and how do you spell her name? You know, I spell it, but I didn't want to spell it. Is it Savannah, like Savannah, Georgia? How is it spelled?
Like Savannah, Georgia.
Okay. Well, I would love a picture, and I'll talk to Tracy. Y'all get me one, 8x10, not no little old text, nothing. I want a picture so that I can put her with my babies. You know, I have a special family over here, and I need to see them fat cheeks, and she got some beautiful eyes. She's smart. Well, what do I expect? She's flowing through your blood. Yes. And I know the creativity that you have and what you're giving her. So please give me my picture. And on that note, Stephanie, I'm going to cut out and we're going to say, you know what? We're here to inspire, inform, encourage, educate, and empower you through love and authenticity. And we have Stephanie Haynes that comes on and tell you about it every Tuesday. So if you run out of paper, go stock up for next week because she has some helpful information for you. Stephanie, we love you. And thank you.
You're welcome. And have a great evening. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
You said it, girl.
We share, care, with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, with love all through the land.